morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
You know, Pastor Alex and I, we talk about our church a lot.
刘长老和我常常谈论我们的教会。
And when we say we talk about our church, that means we're talking about you.
当我们谈论教会，我们就是在谈论你们。
And there's an observation I've made over these, you know, especially this, the course of the last 8 years as we served as shepherds to this church.
当我们在过去的八年来作为这个教会的牧者中，我有这样一个观察。
In the first few years,
在头几年
I have to admit that we were pretty frustrated.
我得承认我们蛮受挫败的。
And it's not your fault.
不是你的错。
It's our fault.
是我们的错。
Because we feel like we're unable to serve and lead the church the way we feel like it should, we should.
因为我们觉得我们没有像我们所应当的那样来引导和牧养这个教会。
You know, we were maybe too result-oriented.
我们可能太注重结果。
You know, you're like, what's wrong with that?
那有什么不对呢？
Aren't we supposed to be result-oriented?
我们难道不要注重结果吗？
Well, result-oriented is important if you're running a business.
当你做生意的时候，注重结果是很重要的。
But when you're serving people and when you're cultivating life,
但当你服侍人，你要培养生命的时候，
The result is not in your control.
结果不在你的掌控中。
It's in God's control.
在神的掌握中。
But God calls us to work and to till, but yet He says life is in my hand, right?
神呼召我们，我们要耕耘，我们要服侍，但是结果在他手中。
And so we were looking at the wrong things, or I was.
所以我呢，个人可能是看中了错误的事情。
We care too much about what we are doing, yet we're not seeing any change or growth.
我们非常在乎，我们尽了那么多的努力，但没有看见改变或者成长。
That's a bad place to be.
这是不是一个好的境地
？Right, because there's only two reasons why things are not the way we want them to be.
因为我事情不如所愿，只有两个原因。
Either it's something wrong with us.
也许是我们不好
or something wrong with you.
或者你不好，你们不好。
Those two answers are all both bad.
这两个答案都不好。
And that can't be true.
这不可能是真的。
I mean, we're just serving the Lord, doing the best that we can.
我们只是在尽我们所能来服侍神。
And you all love the Lord, and you all want to grow.
你们都爱神，你们都想成长。
But in the recent years, there is a change.
但近年来有一个改变。
When we talk about our church,
当我们谈论我们教会的时候
or I would say when we talk about you,
当我们谈论你们的时候
we give thanks.
我们献上感恩。
You know, what God has allowed us to see is that we are a church that is actually full of life.
神容许我们看见我们的教会实际上充满了生命。
And I hope you feel that.
我希望你们也感受到。
The church is full of life because you're full of life.
教会充满了生命，因为你们充满了生命。
The church is in a growth mode.
教会正在成长。
But the church is in a growth mode not because we want to, it's because you're growing.
教会在成长不是我们的心愿而已，而是你们正在成长。
That you see yourself growing in the Lord and you see brothers and sisters around you growing as well.
你看到你自己和你身边的弟兄姐妹都在主里面成长。
When you think about your church,
当你想到你的教会
This is your church.
这就是你的教会。
Every time I hear people say, "When I come to your church,"
经常听到有人说，当我到你们教会的时候
，I said, "What do you mean your church? You mean your church?"
我就会回到说，你说你的教会什么意思？这也是你的教会，是我们的教会，是我们的教会。
When you think about your church,
当你想到你的教会
，Don't you give thanks to God?
你难道不会向神感恩吗
？This is a lovely group of people.
这是一群很可爱的人
who loves the Lord,
爱主
who wants to follow the Lord,
想要跟随主
and who wants to live more for the Lord,
想要更为主而活
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. We praise the Lord for that.
绝对要为向神。
And so today, actually, what I want to share with you guys is exactly on that topic.
所以今天我想要跟大家分享的正是这个话题。
It's a very exciting topic.
是一个很激动人心的话题。
Because it's about growth.
因为这是有关成长。
And it's about the energy and the power that we can have to grow.
也是有关于我们所有的能量和能力能够成长。
And when you're able to grow with full power and full of energy, that is a thriving life.
当你能够充满精力的、充满活力的来成长，你的生命就是极其丰盛的。
Our verse today, the key verse today is in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20.
我们今天的经文在以弗所书三章二十节。
And let us read God's word together, and I'll read it in English first, and then we read it in Chinese together.
先用英文，再用中文读。
Okay, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Let's go. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us.
以弗所书三章二十节。
愿荣耀归给神，就是归给那能照着运行在我们里面的大能，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。You know, growth and life.
成长和生命。
It is actually a direct calling and responsibility.For a Christian,
对基督徒来说，是我们一个神从神而来直接的呼召，也是我们的任务。
You know, every time when I say Christian,
每当我讲基督徒
，or every time when you think of the term Christian,
或每当你想到基督徒这个词
，we should all know that it means God's children.
我们都应该理解，它意思是。神的儿女。
We should all know that it means that describes people who are connected with the life of Jesus.
我们也都应该理解，它意味着这群人与耶稣的生命连结。
Christians are not people who says I have a religion and that happened to be called Christianity.
基督徒不是说我有一个信仰，那个信仰的名字叫基督教。
Christian should not mean that on Sundays I go to a church and it happened to be a Christian church.
也不是说我主日到一个教会，那刚好是一个基督教会。
Christians means those of us who have received the life of Christ and that we are connected with Him.
基督徒意味着我们接受了基督的生命，我们与基督连结。
And so growth and life is actually directly related to our calling and responsibility as Christians.
所以成长，属灵的成长，是我们作为基督徒的责任，我们的使命。
And that growth and that life is manifested in the life of the church.
那样的成长和生命就是从教会的生命中展现出来的。
You know the work that we do as a church.
你知道我们作为教会一起的同工。
It's actually fulfilling the commission of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是为了达成耶稣基督给我们的大使命。
And we have the privilege to finish the work that the Lord Jesus Christ has started.
我们有这样的特权或者说荣耀，能够完成耶稣开始的善工。
And that's why it's so exciting as we look forward to what God has planned for our church.
这就是为什么当我们盼望神为我们教会所预定的，我们心中非常激动。
In the days to come, where is our church going?
在将来的日子里，我们教会要到哪里？
And when we think about where the church is going, it brings us excitement.
当我们看到教会前进的方向，我们心中就激动。
Because we are the church.
因为我们是教会。
And because there's somewhere for us to be.
也因为我们教会要有这么丰盛的一个
There's somewhere for us to go.
我们要到一个地方。
And that there's something God wants us to build.
神要让我们建造一些东西。
And when we talk about the work of the church,
当我们谈论到教会的工作
it is not this location or this building.
不仅仅是这个地点或这个建筑。
We're talking about the people.
我们是讲到人。
And we're not just talking about Sundays.
我们也不仅仅提到 周日。
We're talking about your life and my life.
我们讲到你我彼此的生命。
And we're talking about how our life can be built together in Christ.
我们谈论到我们的生命如何能在基督中同被建造。
And that it's not just Sunday that we're happy.
不仅仅是主日我们很愉快。
But Monday through Saturday, every moment of our lives, it's full of energy.
但是周一到周六，我们生命中的每一刻都充满了能力。
That's the movement of the church.
这就是教会的动工。
And that is the life of the church.
这就是教会的生命。
If we know where the church is going,
如果我们知道教会前进的方向，
and because we know what God wants us to do,
也知道神要我们做什么，
then each and every one of us as individuals, we will know where we're going.
那么我们每一个人，我们个人也知道我们前进的方向。
And then we will know where we are in our place to accomplish the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也会知道我们要在耶稣基督里完成他善工所处的位置。
God calls every one of us in His church to jump into action for the sake of the gospel.
神呼召我们当中每一位，我们的教会能够为了福音的缘故行动起来。
God's calling is for us to live a life that is full of zeal.
神对我们的呼召是要充满热心的去生活。
It's full of passion.
充满激情。
And full of being able to build up the body of Christ.
非常盼望能够建造基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会就是基督的身体。
But at the same time, we too often hear people say, well, I don't know how to do it.
但我们也常常听到有人说我不知道该怎么做
or I don't have what it takes to do it.
或者我的能力不够
and so we see and recognize that there seems to be a power failure in the life of some Christians
所以呢可以说我们在一些基督徒的生命中看到一种停电的现象力量衰竭
That even though God's word tells us that we are to be full of energy and that we are to have power.
虽然神的话告诉我们，我们应该活力充沛，充满了能力。
But yet there are Christians who seem to just kind of limp along.
但是我们也看到一些基督徒好像是一瘸一拐的。
Or drag their feet.
拖拖拉拉。
And just are spiritually unmotivated.
在灵性上没有动力。
You know, we see that there seem to be Christians who are just happy to sit.
我们也看到一些基督徒就很乐意坐在那里。
You know, they sit in the church.
很擅长于坐在教会。
And then maybe they watch, and maybe they hear.
或者观望，或者听。
But then,After they go out to live a life, but that life is just kind of mediocre.
但他们去过自己的生命的时候，就是一个很平庸的生命。
They live a Christian life that's unspectacular.
一个基督徒的生活是不引人注目的。
People always say that they want to be part of a church that is dynamic and energetic and it's full of life.
人们总是说他们想要在一个充满活力的、充满力量的。充满生命的教会里
And a church that is like that must be a church that has the people in it who are constantly growing and constantly ministering to one another.
那样的教会必定是充满了很多人，他们不断的在成长，也不断的在彼此建造。
But real church growth and ministries that impact life.Cannot be dependent only upon the pastors or the few deacons or just a handful of people.
但是像这样的一种教会能够那么好的成长和服侍彼此，不能仅仅靠长老或者是执事或者是少数的一些弟兄姐妹。
The entire church family, every one of God's children, has a part and must be active.
我们教会肢体的每一份子，教会中的每一个弟兄姐妹，都应该在其中起到自己的 作用和贡献。
When we talk about church growth,
当我们谈到教会成长
，which includes bring people to Christ,
包括领人归主
，as well as fostering life growth in the Christian,
也包括造就培养基督徒生命的成长。
Church growth isn't fundamentally a question of organization or administration.
教会成长从根本上说不是组织或管理的问题。
It is actually a question of the individual's attitude and the individual's response on the part of the Christians towards what God is asking of him or her.
而是每一个基督徒如何回应神的个人态度和个人反应的问题。
When people are asking about serving the church,
当人们问到教会服事
or when you're being asked to serve,
或者你有人邀请你服事
our first response is not, oh, Liu Yun is asking me to do something, let me respond to her.
我们的第一反应不是这个弟兄姐妹在叫你做什么，我要向他回应。
She needs some help. Let me help her.
或者是他需要帮助，让我帮助这个人。
The first thing, the first response we have is, Lord, what do you want me to do?
我们第一反应应该是神，你想要我怎么做
？Lord, where do you want me to go?
神，你想要我到哪里
？What do you want me to see?
你要我看见什么
？And then we respond to God. And then I said, Sister.I'd be so happy to be your partner because the Lord wants me to be your partner.
然后我们就做出这样的回应说姐妹我很高兴跟你一起在这件事工上同工。
When I say no to a service, on the other hand,
相反的如果我拒绝了某一个服事的邀请
let it not be I'm saying no to Liu Yun.
不要是你对这个邀请你的弟兄或姐妹个人的回应。
I'm saying no to Pastor Alex.
或者是对长老的回应
or I have to find a reason or excuse to not make myself available to this person.
或者我要找一个借口让自己很忙没有空
It needs to be a response to God.
这同样也是你对神的回应
God, do you want me to do this?
神你真的要我做这件事吗
Maybe my time needs to be better used for that.
也许我的时间应该花在另外一件事情
Then I can very well say, hey sister, you know what?Let me pray for you and find some other help, but the Lord has me on this task right now.
那么我们就可以对邀请我们的弟兄或姐妹说，让我为你祷告，能够找到更合适的同工，因为神对我的呼召是要花时间在另一件事情上。
It's not about the organization or administration.
这不是组织或管理。
It starts from our individual response and attitude to our Lord Jesus.
这是从我们对我们的主耶稣个人的回应和态度中开始的。
We all want life.And we all want growth. And so we need the energy and the power to grow. In a way, to have a growing and a powerful Christian living is actually very simple.
要过上成长的有力的基督徒生活挺简单的。
In a way, it's very simple.
某种角度
上说。And it can be captured by the...These two simple phrases.
可以用这么两个词简单的总结。
Know God's word.
认识神的话。
And do God's word.
遵行神的话。
So in a way, it's simple.
某种角度说是很简单。
But it isn't easy.
但也不容易。
Right? To know God's word takes time.
要认识神的话语花时间。
It takes concentration.
要集中精力。
It takes effort in studying God's word.
要努力地学习查考神的话。
You need to set aside time.
你要摆开时间。
Whether to come to Sunday school in the morning or to join a Bible study in the midweek.
也许是早主日参加主日学，或者是周间参加查经班。
You need to set aside that time, maybe out of inconvenience.
可能不对你来讲要花这样的时间不方便。
Then when you're studying and learning, you need to be mentally engaged. You need to concentrate. You need to make effort. You take notes and you reflect because you want to grow.
那当你查考学习神的话语的时候，你也不能够就是听而已，你要花时间去思考。
Well, then to do God's word, it takes even more.
要遵行神的话就更不容易了。
It takes focus in your life.
你要在生命中有这样的专注。
It takes determination to follow through on God's word.
要有这样的决心行出神的话。
And it even takes sacrifice.
甚至要牺牲。
Actually, what things in life that's worthwhile doesn't take sacrifice?
我们想一想，生命中有什么值得的事情不需要牺牲呢？
Actually, everything in life that we value that is the best for us all takes these efforts, don't they?
我们意识到生命中任何一件有价值的事情都需要我们付出代价。
But we know that it often comes down to a battle between the will and the flesh.
但我们都知道这个常常成为意志和肉体的较量。
It's simple.
简单
but it's not easy to do.
但不容易
But you know, in order for us to claim all of God's promises in Scripture,
你知道，当我们想要得到神在经文里给我们的应许
in order for us to actually experience His abundance that He is ready to lavish on us,
如果我们想要经历神愿意丰丰富富地赐给我们的。
The key to unlocking all of that,
要解锁这一切的关键在于
it's to know God's word,
认识神的话
and to do God's word,
遵行神的话
you hear it and you do it,
听到行道。
There are so many amazing promises that God gives us.
神赐给我们许多美妙的应许。
And all of these promises,is for us to obtain, it's for us to experience.
这些应许都是要让我们得到，让我们经历的。
And today I want to bring our attention to one of the very important ones that is pertinent to us.
今天我想要跟大家一起来专注于其中一个对我们与我们息息相关的应许。
Not only pertinent, but it will impact us, impact our lives.
不单与我们有关而且要影响我们的生命。
That's Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20.
是在以弗所书三章二十节。
Which is the key verse this morning.
就是今天的金句。
You know, this is a verse that actually many Christians like to quote.
这一段经文很多基督徒喜欢引用。
But I would also say many people don't understand it or they actually don't believe it.
但我也想说很多人不理解或者不相信这节经文。
And the part that makes thisThe part that makes this verse difficult to understand is only in the very few words in there.
但这节经文中让人难以理解的只是小小的几个字眼。
If those words were in there, it would be much easier for us.
如果没有这几个字，对我们来讲就比较容易理解。
Ephesians 3:20, it says, Now unto him, unto God...who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work. So easy to understand.
如果经文只是愿荣耀归给神，就是归给那照着运，就是归给那有大能，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的神的时候，这节经文就容易理解。
What hampers us and what prevents us from really believing in this verse is the word in us.
让我们难以理解或者是让我们不能相信这节经文的是在我们里面。
How can we have that kind of power in us?
在我们里面怎么能有这样的大能呢？
You know, when we read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候
we need to read it not only to know its meaning,
我们不仅要读到了解经文的意思
we need to not only read it so that it makes sense to us,
不仅要读到我们觉得经文有道理
we need to read it until we know how it works in our lives,
我们要读到知道如何能够在我们生命中活出神的话
so when we read that verse, Ephesians 3:20,
所以当我们读到以弗所书三章二十节
You may say, well, I read it, I know what it's saying.
你可能说我读了我知道它的意思
I even maybe know its meaning.
我知道它的意义
But do you know how it works?
但你知道怎么活出来吗
Do you know how this supernatural power is at work in you?
你知不知道这种超自然的能力在你里面运行？
You know, we can't just take a verse out of scripture, read it, and then just try to find its meaning like out of thin air.
我们不可能就是把一个经文从圣经中拿出来，然后想了解它的意思，凭空的想象它是什么意义。
We have to put the verse back into scripture.
我们要把这节经文放回圣经里。
And then we leave it there, and then we study the context around this verse.
然后我们放在全文里面理解上下文。
And then when we understand the context, then that verse will fall into place, and we will know it.
当我们理解了它的背景上下文，我们就了解这节经文的真正含义。
And then we will find the will of God.
然后我们就会在中间寻找到神的旨意。
And then we will know what God's word is saying to you.
然后我们就知道神对我们自己亲自所讲的话。
And so this morning we want to take a quick look at verses 14 to 21.
所以今天早上让我们很快的看一下十四到二十一节。
And my hope is that verse 20 then would fall into its place and will become clear for you to understand and for you to know how it works in your life.
我希望通过查考上下文，第二十节的意义也就向你显明了，你也知道如何去活出来。
It's sometimes hard.For us to believe the promises of God.
有时候我们要相信神的应许是困难的。
And it's hard for us to believe God's word and His promise because we don't see it realized in our lives.
之所以困难是因为我们没有看见他们在我们生命中得到实现。
How can we really see our lives with such a power?That brings far more abundantly than all that we could ask or think.
我们怎么可能看到我们生命中有这样的大能？
You know, we pray that God is far more abundant and far more powerful, and God gives us beyond what we ask or think.
我们可以理解神是充满大能的，神是可以充充足足成就一切，赐给我们超乎我们所求所想的。
But the scripture actually says this power is at work.In us.
但经文说到这个大能是在我们里面的。
How can I have that kind of power?
我怎么可能有这样的大能?
How can I see that kind of power flow out of my life?
我怎么能看到这样的大能从我的生命中流淌出来?
Well, let's see the context and see if we can make sense of it.
让我们看看上下文，看看能不能理解。
Now, Ephesians chapter 3, this section we're reading, verses 14 to 21,I would call it the key to unleashing the power for a fruitful life for Christians.
这一段经文，以弗所书三章十四到二十一节，我把它称为能够发挥出耶稣基督生活中大能的关键所在。
Ephesians chapter 1, 2, and 3.
以弗所书第
Yeah, the first half of Ephesians, chapters 1, 2, and 3, right, up to verse 13. Paul is describing the power of a Christian.
保罗描述了基督徒的能力。
He doesn't actually ask anything of the Christian.
他没有要求基督徒做什么。
He doesn't actually suggest Christian anything.
他也没有做出什么建议。
He doesn't instruct anything.
也没有什么指示。
And he doesn't even encourage anything.Anything.
也没有勉励什么。
He just talks about who a Christian is.
他仅仅谈论到基督徒是什么样的。
And he talks about what a Christian has.
他谈论到基督徒所拥有的。
He describes, in other words, he describes the power source that is within a Christian.
换句话说，他描述了基督徒的能力、能量来源。
And for example, he says in 1:3, you are blessed.With every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
比如在一章三节，他提到你们有天上各种属灵的福分。
He says, "You are chosen, you are holy, you are blameless." In verses 4 and 5.
在四五节说到你是被拣选的，圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Then he says, "You are predestined."
然后又说你们是被预定了。
Then he says, "You have the favor, you are favored in Christ."
然后又说你在基督里。 得到了恩典悦纳。
Then he says, "You are redeemed."
蒙了救赎。
You have been forgiven.
得了赦免。
He says that you are lavished by God with all wisdom and insight.
也说到神充充足足地赐给我们各样的智慧和聪明。
You have obtained an inheritance from God, and you are sealed in the Holy Spirit.
你从神那里得了产业，受了圣灵作为印记。
And then chapter 2, verse 10, he goes on to say that you are God's workmanship.
在二章十节提到，你原是神所做成的。
And you are created in Christ Jesus for good works.
是在基督耶稣里创造的。
Verse 19, he says, "You are a member of God's household."
二章十九节提到你是神家里的人。
Then verse 22, "You are being built up together with the saints into a dwelling place for God."
二十二节提到你和众圣徒同被建造，成为神居住的所在。
That first part of Ephesians is beautiful.
以弗所书第一部分真是很美妙。
Because The scripture goes on and on and on about the tremendous potential and power that is in a Christian.
因为经节不断地描绘到在耶稣在基督徒生命中的巨大的潜力。
Then as he moves into chapter 4, Paul says in verse 1, I therefore urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
在第四章的开始，保罗说：“我劝你们行事为人，要配得上你们所蒙的呼召。”
Once you know who you are in Christ,
一旦你知道你在基督里是何等样人。
Once you know what you have in Christ,
一旦你知道你在基督里所拥有的。
Once you know all the power that is within you, well, here's how you go.
一旦你知道你里面的所有的大能，你就要这样行事。
In other words,
换句话说，
Once you know where to dig your root deep downward,
一旦你知道在哪里扎根，
Now, here's how you ought to strive to bear fruit upward.
接下来你就是这样才能够向上结果。
But you see, somewhere between the description of all the potential and all the power and the section in which we need to live out that dynamic and fruitful life.
但是你看，在描述了我们中一切的潜力与我们怎么活出来这两个描述之间。
Here's all the power to live that life.
这里有很大的潜力要活出来。
Here's how to live that life.
这里是怎么样活出来。
A connection needs to be made.
中间需要有一个连接。
A switch must be turned on.
有一个开关要被拨动。
And so that's the key. That's the key to unleashing the power for that fruitful life that God has already called you to live.
那就是那个关键或者那个钥匙，是基督徒能够释放力量，活出神要给我们的丰盛生命。
And the key to making that happen is here in chapter 3, verses 14 to 21.
那个关键就在三章十四到二十一节。
You've got to get that key to make it happen.
你要拿到那把钥匙。
And so the key to unleashing that power, we see already from the beginning of this section.
所以那个释放力量的关键在这经节的开始就看见了。
You know, Paul talks about this in the form of a prayer.
保罗是一个祷告开始。
And he is praying for the believers.
他是为信徒祷告。
And I would pray for you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，我也会为你们祷告。
And this is my prayer for you.
这也是我为你们献上的祷告。
That the power that is in you,
在你里面的力量。
The power that is in you as Christians.
作为基督徒所拥有的力量。
The power that comes from that life you have that is connected to Christ will be released.
你内在的这个因着与耶稣连结所得到的力量会被释放。
And so let's take a look at the beginning of this passage.
所以让我们看看这个经节的开始。
In the very beginning, it tells us that that key to unleashing that power is your inner strength.
在这节经文的开始说到，释放力量关键的一部分 是要获得内在的力量。
It's your inner strength.
内在的力量。
In verse 14, Paul says, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father."
保罗在三章十四节说，因此我在父面前屈膝。
From whom every family in heaven and on earth is named.
天上地上所有的家族都是由他命名的。
And he says in verse 16 that according to the riches of his glory, that he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being.
十六节讲到，求他按着他荣耀的丰盛，借着他的灵，用大能使你们内在的人刚强起来。
Do you see that?
你看见了吗？
When he says, "For this reason, I bow my knee."
当他说因此我屈膝。
What reason?
什么原因？
It's what he just mentioned in the first three chapters.
那就是他在之前几章提到的。
What reason?
什么原因？
Because you are Christians.
因为你是基督徒。
Because of all that you have been given as Christians.
作为基督徒，你被赐予了这一切。
Because you have the life of Christ in you.
因为你里面有基督的生命。
The power of resurrection, that life.That is resurrection that is in you.
那复活的大能在你里面。
Because you have received so much from God.
你从神那里领受了很多。
Because you have been blessed so much.
领受了很多的祝福。
I pray for this reason that you will be activated.
为了这个原因，我的祷告就是你要能够被启动起来。
There's nothing more regrettable than a Christian who has this tremendous power but just sits around.
如果一个基督徒有这么大的潜力，但他就是坐在那里无所事事，那是很遗憾的。所以我们要被启动。
It needs to be tapped in.
我们需要释放那样的大能。
That's what God's word is telling us.
这是神的话告诉我们。
You know, Paul prays for the believers a lot.
保罗为信徒常常祷告。
And he is always praying for their spiritual needs.
他总是为了他们属灵的需要祷告。
Not only for their physical needs.
不仅仅是他们身体上的需要。
That's something we can learn from Paul.
我们可以向保罗学习。
We know how to pray.
我们知道怎么祷告。
And we do pray.
我们也祷告。
But we pray too often only for physical things.
但我们太经常只是为了身体上的事情祷告。
We pray too often only for physical needs.
仅仅为了身体上的事情祷告。
That's how we pray for ourselves.
也是我们如何为自己祷告。
We pray for health.
求健康
pray for job.
求工作
What else do you pray for? Pray for money? Oh, yeah, pray for more money? Yeah.
求金钱
okay. Yeah, pray for study, sure.
求学业
We pray for our kids.
为孩子祷告
But our prayer stays on the physical.
但是我们的祷告都是在这些物质上的东西
Our prayer don't go into the spiritual.
并没有进入属灵的领域。
Our prayer stays on the surface, on the outside.
我们的祷告是很肤浅的，
在外面。Our prayer doesn't go deep and doesn't go into the heart and the soul.
但是我们的祷告没有深入到我们的心和我们的魂。
When we pray for our children,
当我们为孩子祷告。
When we pray for our unbelieving family members,
或者未信的家人。
We need to pray for their souls.
我们要为他们的灵魂祷告。
We need to pray for their heart.
为他们的心。
We need to pray for that power if they're Christian that it's tapped into Christ.
我们要为他在基督里所领受的基督徒的大能祷告。
And we see that what Paul is concerned about here is that Christian will really, really know the fullness of the power of God.
在这里我们看到保罗非常在乎的是基督徒能够在有个内在的大能。
His prayer is that all of this power that has been given to you, we want to see it explode.
他想要看到你们所得到的这些大能能够爆炸性的彰显出来。
That power that God has already given you as a child of God, it is the power for you to use so that you can do far more abundantly than all that you can ask or think.
你在神里面领受到的这样的大能就是要让你能够充充足足的成就一切行出超出我们所求所想的
Paul knows this
保罗知道
And this is not just a knowledge for him
对他来讲，这不只是一个知识。
It's not just something that's nice and motivational to say.
这不仅仅是一些好像很激动人心的话可以讲。
而已 ，right? Paul knows this as the proper knowledge, and he experienced it, and now he is sharing it to the believers.
神对这个有知识上、头脑上的理解，他本身也经历过，然后现在他要跟其他的弟兄姐妹分享。
And that's why he is able to come boldly before God and make this bold request.
这就是为什么他能够这样放胆的向神做出这样一个大胆的请求。
I am coming before the Father.
我来到父的面前。
I'm coming before God.
来到神的面前。
He is the creator of all heaven and earth.
他是一切万物的创造者。
He's the Father of all who calls on the name of Jesus.
他是称基督名的人的父。
In verse 16, he says, so that, and then I ask this according to the riches of God's glory.That God may grant you to be strengthened with that power through His Spirit in your inner being.
三章十六节提到，保罗就求神按着他荣耀的丰盛，借着他的灵，用大能使你们内在的人刚强起来。
And so that first part of the key to releasing the power, Paul says, "I'm praying for your inner strength."
所以呢，在释放基督徒大能关键的第一部分，保罗说到我们内在的力量。
I'm praying for your inner strength that is strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
他在为我们内在的人的内在的刚强祷告，透过圣灵。
That's the first step to turning on a Christian's power.
这就是我们启动基督徒力量的第一部分。
That in our inner being we are strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
就是。圣灵的大能使我们内在的人刚强起来。
As you and I yield to the Holy Spirit,
当你我顺服于圣灵，
the Spirit of God then empowers us in our inner being.
神的圣灵就使我们内在的人刚强起来。
We have these two parts as a person.
我们作为人有这样两个部分。
We have the outside and we have the inside.
我们有外在，我们有内在。
Right. And the inside.The inner person must be strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
我们的内在唯有被神的圣灵刚强起来。
How important is the Holy Spirit in a Christian's life?
圣灵在基督徒生活中有多重要呢？
How important?
多重要？
Ah, very good. Very important.
极其重要。
It's important.
重要。
No, it's not just important.
不仅仅是重要。
It's very important.
是非常重要。
And I would even say it's not even very important.
我甚至说不是非常重要而已。
It's absolutely important.
是绝对的重要。
We may acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is absolutely important.
我们可能可以承认圣灵是绝对重要。
Do you all nod your head? Yes, absolutely.
大家是不是都同意？点头。
Absolutely is important.How much do you know about the Holy Spirit?
但是你对圣灵了解多少？
Do you know a lot about the Holy Spirit?
你对圣灵了解很多吗？
Do you know a little about the Holy Spirit?
或者知道一点？
Or you only heard of the Holy Spirit, but you've never heard. You only heard of the Holy Spirit, but you've never heard the Holy Spirit.
或者你是听说关于圣灵的事，但你自己并没有听到圣灵对你讲话。
Do you know the Lord Jesus?
你知道主耶稣吗？
Okay, more heads are nodding. Yes.
更多的人点头。
Do you know a lot about the Lord Jesus?
你对耶稣知道很多吗？
Do you know about the Father?
认识天父吗？
God the Father, your heavenly Father, you know? You know a lot about him?
Yeah. 大家对天父了解很多。
How much do you know about the Holy Spirit?
但你对圣灵了解多少？
Too little.
太少。
So how can something that's absolutely important be known to us so little?
怎么可能那么至关重要的事情，我们对它了解那么少呢？
No wonder we're not being strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
难怪我们不能被圣灵。
No wonder we see Christian life, or even in our own life, that we drag our feet.
难怪我们看到基督徒，甚至我们自己的生命是这样拖拖拉拉。
No wonder we can't see or believe that God has this kind of explosive power that He's already given us.
难怪我们看不到或不能相信神已经赐给我们这样爆炸性的大能。
God says that in our inner being, in the depth of our soul, in the core of our lives, we must be strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
神说，我们内在的人，我们灵魂的深处，我们需要得到圣灵的力量。
Well, you're going to say, well, Pastor, great. That's what the Bible says. So how does that happen?
你可能说，长老，你讲得很好，圣经是这么说的。那具体怎么做呢？
How can we really experience that power?
我们怎么才能真正经历这样的能力呢？
Right, we read the Bible, we understand it, but how do we actually have it work out in our lives?
我们读圣经，我们理解了，但我们怎么能从生命中彰显出来？
And this is certainly not the same as having the Holy Spirit in your life.
这个跟你生命中有圣灵是不同的。
Because the Holy Spirit lives in every Christian.
因为圣灵住在每个基督徒里。
So this is talking about when you yield to the Holy Spirit.
我们所讲的是当你顺服圣灵。
When you allow the Holy Spirit to fill your life.
当你容许圣灵充满你的生命。
It's when you allow the Holy Spirit to take the scripture, to take God's word, and to impress it on your heart.
这是当你容许圣灵把经文，把神的话铭刻在你的心上。
It's when you turn your ear to the voice of the Holy Spirit and you allow Him to guide you and you allow Him to lead you.
这是当你转耳聆听圣灵的说话，你允许他引导你，主宰你的生命。
This is actually very basic.
这其实蛮基础的。
This is a very basic truth for every Christian.
对每一个基督徒来说，这都是很基本真理。
Every Christian who has the life of Christ, who is connected to Christ.
每一个有基督生命的基督徒，每一个连结于基督的基督徒。
If you are someone who's truly connected with Christ,
如果你是那真正连结于基督的人，
that you know that your sins have been forgiven by Jesus Christ,
你知道耶稣基督赦免了你的罪，
that you've not only proclaimed to have Him as Lord, but you live as He is your Lord,
你不但承认他是你的主，你也活出他是你的主的样式。
Then such Christian will yield.Their life to the Holy Spirit.
这样的基督徒就会顺服圣灵。
That's where it starts.
这就是从哪里开始。
That's actually where everything starts.
这就是一切事情的出发点。
Something worth us noting here is that this strengthening of the power is not for doing work.
我想要指出的是，大能的坚强不是说你做事情。
It's not to be strengthened so you can.Do service at church.
不是说给你能力好让你在教会服事。
It's not. Oh, I need strength to witness or to evangelize.
也不仅仅是说我们要有能力做见证和传福音。
It's not. I have strength. I need strength so that I can do well at school and study.
或者是有能力在学校好好学习。
It's not strength so I can do well at my job and perform well.
或者在工作上表现出色。
It's not strength for you to do this or do that.
不是让你做这个做那个的能力。
This is a strength. This is a strength that comes from a spiritual power that energizes your life.
这个能力是从属灵的大能来的，它会让你的生命充满活力。
This is a spiritual power that goes deep into your core so that you may have victory in your life.
这是一个进入你内心深处的属灵能力，好让你在生命中得胜。
This strength that is solid.
这是坚固的、可触摸的能力。
That allows us to conquer Satan, to conquer temptations, to conquer sins, to conquer our flesh, to conquer whatever this world has to offer, whatever I'm dealing with.
这种能力可以让我们战胜撒旦、诱惑、罪恶、肉体和世界上我们所面对的一切。
This is unique.
这是独有的。
This is special.
特别的。
And it's a spiritual power only a Christian has.
是唯有基督徒所有的属灵的力量。
This is a spiritual energy.
这是属灵的能量。
And that is in the souls of each and every one of us who belong to Christ.
是。深藏在我们每一个属基督人的灵魂深处。
Christians,
基督徒们，
if you're going to really be effective in whatever it is that you do,
如果你想要在你所行的事情上都有功效，
if you want power to be released in your life，
如果你想要你的生命中释放出能量，
then you need to have that spiritual energy，
你就要有那种属灵的能
量。 You need to be strengthened in your inner being，
你内在的自己要被坚强。
That's how we can claim victories in our life over sins and temptations。
这就是让我们如何在生命中能够战胜罪恶和肉体诱惑。
That's how we can resist. Yeah, that's how we can resist our flesh, and that's how we can resist the devil.
这就是我们如何能够抵挡肉体，抵挡撒旦。
But this is also how we can live a life that reflects the glory of Christ.
也是我们如何才能活出彰显神荣耀的生命。
And this is how we're able to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
这样我们才能结出属灵的果子。
And this is how our lives can impact those around us.
这样我们的生命才能够影响周遭的人。
That's the only way you can have a strong inner being is when the Spirit of God is in control.
你能够有一个坚强的内在的自己，必须要神在你的生命中掌权。
When we talk about the inner strength,
当我们讲到内里的力量，
it cannot be you strengthening your inner being.
你自己不能够坚固你的内在。
How often have we heard ourselves say or heard other people say, I want to do it, I really try, but I just can't.
我们常常听到别人或者我们自己说，我很想这样去做，但是我实在是做不到。
Do you want strength?
你想要力量吗？
I want strength.
我想力量。
Have you tried to have strength?
你试图有力量吗？
I know you do.
我知道你试
过。 I want to have strength. I tried.
我想要，我也试图
去做。 All my life I tried to have strength.
我的一生我都试图更坚强。
But I always fail.
但我总是失败。
I always can't be as strong as I want to be.
我总是不能像我自己想要的那么坚强。
Well, thank God, I'm not the only one who feels that way.
但感谢主，不是我个人这样感受。
Because when we rely on our own strength,
当我们依靠自己的力量，
when we only know to rely on our own strength,
我们只知道依靠自己的力量，
and we want to do everything on our own,
当我们想要靠自己去做一切，
we get defeated and we will fail.
我们就被挫败。
See, Paul talks about this.
保罗也讲到。
God knows this about us, and God's word is amazing.
神也对我们有这样的了解。
Romans chapter 7, verse 18.
罗马书七章十八节。
Paul says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but I don't have the ability to carry it out."
我知道在我里面，就是在我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，行出来却由不得我。
Could that have very well been you saying that?
你可以听到自己讲这样的话吗？
I know I can hear myself saying that.
我觉得我会说这样的话。
I want to work harder.
我想要努力。
I want to do better.
我想要做得更好。
And I want to wake up in the morning.
我想要早上起来。
I mean wake up earlier in the morning.
我想要早起。
I want to work out.
我想要锻炼身体。
I know these are good.
我知道这些都是好的。
But somehow I just can't do it.
但是我就是做不出来。
I want to work out 30 minutes a day and sweat and lose some weight.
我想要每天锻炼三十分钟，流汗减肥。
But all I do is drink coffee and eat donuts.
但是我就喝咖啡吃。
That's almost like what Paul's saying.
吃甜点。
Right? Because see, he says I want to do good, but somehow I'm not able to.
因为他说到我想要行善，但是就做不出来。
Verses 19 to 24, then he says, I do not actually do the good that I want, but I do the evil that I do not want.Okay, I keep on doing that. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it's no longer I who do it. It's the sin that dwells in me. We are battling sin in our lives. And it's hard.
十九节说，所以我愿意行的善，我没有去行；我不愿意做的恶，我倒去做了。我若做自己不愿意做的事，那就不是我做的，而是住在我里面的罪做的。所以我们是在与罪征战。
God is good.
神是好的。
I love God.
我爱神。
I want more of God.
我想要有更多的神。
I want more of His blessings.
更多他的祝福。
But somehow, my life and my time and my energy, everything that I do seem to be taking me away from God.
但是不知道怎么的，我的时间、我的精力总是从神那里被拿走。
There's an actual battle there.
那里有实在的征战。
Verse 21, he then says, So therefore I find there to be a law that is in me that when I want to do what is right, evil lies will be close at hand.
21节说，因此我发现了一个律，就是我想向善的时候，恶就在我里面出现。
When we as children of God want to live a life that glorifies God,
当我们作为神的儿女，想要活出荣耀神的生命。
When we have the intention to live out the life that God wants to live,
当我们有这样的意愿，要活出神想要我们活出的生命。
We want light, we don't want darkness.
我们想要光明，不要黑暗。
We want good, we don't want evil.
我们要良善，不要恶。
I want to be gentle and loving and not rude and mean.
我想要温柔，我不想要粗鲁。
I want to study harder or be more diligent instead of being lazy.
我想要更努力学习，不想要懒惰。
But every time we have that desire, there's an evil close at hand to cause us to go the wrong way.
但每当我们想要行善的时候，就有一个罪想要把我们引向歧途。
Verse 22, he goes on to say, "For I delight in the law of God in my inner being."
22节说，按着我里面的人来说，我是喜欢神的律。
See, Christians who have the life of Christ, we want God's word. We want God's law.
有基督生命的基督徒，我们想要神的律，我们想要神的生命。
I want that in my inner being.
我想要那个在我们里面的人。
But I see that in my members, there's another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin and that dwells in my members.
但我发觉肢体中另有一个律和我心中的律征战，把我掳去。服从肢体中的罪律。
Wretched man that I am.
我这个人真是苦啊。
He says, that's just sad for me.
他说，太悲哀了。
That's just sad for me.
对我来讲，太悲哀了。
I'm a sad and a weak man.
我是一个悲哀的、软弱的人。
And we feel that way about ourselves sometimes, don't we?
我们有的时候会自己有这样的感受，对吗？
It's miserable.
太悲惨了。
See, even Paul tried to be strong on the inside on his own. He just can't.
你看，即使是保罗，他试图要坚强，但是他做不到。
That's also our struggle.
这也是我们的挣扎。
But God's grace is sufficient.
但神的恩典是够我们用的。
See, Paul finds victory in Romans 8:2.
我们看到保罗在罗马书八章二节找到了胜利。
He says, "For the law of the Spirit of life has set me free in Christ Jesus." From the law of sin and death.
他说，因为生命之灵的律在基督耶稣里使我自由，脱离了罪和死的律。
What a freedom! What a release!
这是多大的自由，是怎样的释放？
That's the principle of the Spirit of life.
是生命之灵的律。
Right? And Paul tells us in Romans 8:4, he says that we who belong to Christ no longer walk after the flesh, but what? We walk after the Spirit.
保罗在八章四节说到，我们属基督的人不再随从肉体，而随从圣灵去行。
As long as I continue to try to make it work in my own flesh, I'm not going anywhere.
如果我只是要单单靠自己的肉体去行，我们就不能得胜。
But when I start to walk in the Spirit, then power comes.
但当我随从圣灵去行，大能就临到我。
Now look here. This is important.
大家请注意，这很重要。
It is very important that we be strong on the inside.
我们内里的坚强很重要。
Because in life there are too many pressures and distresses and trouble that can tear up our person inside.
因为在生活中有许多的压力、苦恼和烦恼会撕裂我们的内心。
The pressure, the stress, and the troubles in life can tear us apart on the inside.
生活中的压力、烦恼会撕裂我们的内心。
It can destroy our mental, emotional, and spiritual balance.
它会破坏我们心理、情感和灵性的平衡。
A lot of people say that one of the most prevalent and the most damaging epidemic in our modern day world is the issue of mental health.
有人说，在我们现代社会中，最普遍的、 最有破坏性的问题是精神疾病。
And it's worse today in the modern day technological day than it had ever been in the past.
在我们现代高科技的社会，这个问题比过去的时候更加严重。
It highlights the truth of God's word.
这其实就展现了神的话的真实性。
We as human beings, we're very capable and we're very smart. We could do a lot of things.
人类是很有能力、很聪明的，能够做很多事。
But we can't solve a lot of problems that we have that's in our soul.
但是我们内心深处的一些问题，我们无法解决。
But God promises through the Holy Spirit that there is a strength for the Christians that belongs in our inner being.
但是神透过经文给我们应许，基督徒有这样的能力在我们的内里。
Only if you and I would yield to the Spirit.
只要你我能够顺服圣灵。
If we allow the Holy Spirit to take control.
如果我们容许圣灵掌控。
Now, how do we actually allow the Holy Spirit to take control?
那我们怎么样容许圣灵掌控呢?
You know, it could be as simple as saying, Holy Spirit, please, I yield to you.
其实可以很简单，你就说圣灵，求你来引导我，我顺服你。
Holy Spirit, take control of my life.
圣灵，求你掌控我的生命。
I wanted to give you an illustration.
我想要给大家举个例子。
From my own life.
是从我个人的生活中。
And I was thinking about this.
我在想。
There's actually a lot.
在我生命中有很多这样的例子。
But I pick one to share with you that it's shorter or simpler.
但我挑一个比较简单的跟大家分享。
First year that I was in college.
我大学第一年的时候。
I met a girl.
我遇到了一个女生。
Not Cindy.
不是 Cindy.
And I met this girl, and for some reason, she is just very attractive to me.
那这个女生对我来讲是很有吸引力。
18 or 19 year old, never had a girlfriend.
那时候我十八九岁，没有谈过恋爱。
And for whatever reason, this girl just very attractive, and I just wanted to be with her.
所以呢，我就很被这个女孩所吸引，想跟她在一起。
But I couldn't bring myself to asking her out.
但是我不敢，就是喊她。
不是不敢，不是不敢，是不愿意。I don't know.、But、that's two different things. 不敢跟不愿意不一样 ，right? I'm not afraid to ask. I just didn't want to ask. That's two different things.、Okay?
I thought you wanted.
、I have the courage to ask. No, okay, doesn't matter. Okay, anyway, so.While I want to be with her, she's so attracted to me, I didn't ask.
不管怎么说，牧师很受吸引，但是他没有，没有，没有，没有喊这女孩去约会。
Okay. So, why?
为什么呢？
Because she was not a Christian.
因为她不是基督徒。
She's a nice girl.
她是个好女孩。
She's not a bad girl.
不是个坏女孩。
Beautiful, smart, good heart.Nice, gentle, everything package. She's not a Christian.
美丽、聪明、善良，什么都好，就不是基督徒。
And I said, and I already made up my mind long time ago. Because God says that you will not be unequally yoked. I already know this is going nowhere. I'm not going to marry someone who's not a Christian. So I would not even begin dating a girl who's not a Christian.
因为神的话语说我们信和不信的不可同父一轭所以我早就决定了我不要跟这个女孩交朋友甚至将来结婚
That's a good conviction, right?
这是神在我心里面让我一个很好的决心
I want to do what is right
我要做正确的事
And that honors God
然后荣耀神
So God should take care of it
神就应该要帮助我做到
But you know, for 2 weeks
但是整整两周
I can't get her out of my mind
我的脑海中都是她
When I sit down, I try to study. I open the textbook. I think of her.
当我坐下来读书的时候，我就想到她。
I don't even see her every day. But when I don't see her, I think of her.
我就算没看到她，我也想着她。
Then I always celebrate when I get to like you know see her in the you know the cafeteria dining hall and you know say hi.
如果我食堂的时候碰到她，我就满心欢喜。
the wretched man that I am.
我真是苦啊。
You know, and I said to God, like, God, I'm trying to honor you here. Like, why is this happening?
我就向神说，神啊，我想要荣耀你，为什么我会这么苦呢？
UCLA goes by quarter system.
UCLA 它的学期系统是一年四个学期。
10 weeks and it's final and you're done.
然后一个学期就是十周，然后就考试就
结束。So 2 weeks I can't focus on my study. I pretty much ruined my, you know, my quarter
there. 所以如果我两周不能够集中精力的话，我那个学期的成绩就很糟糕。
So one day I closed my textbook. I went outside and I sit at the staircase of our dorm.
所以有一天我就把课本合上，坐在我们宿舍的楼梯上。
Because I said I need to figure this out.
所以我因为我要处理这个问题。
I don't know what to do. I can only go to God and pray.
我不知道该怎么做，只能够到神面前祷告。
Lord, what is your will for me?
神啊，你对我的旨意是何如何？
Can I still be friends with her? I'll bring her to church. I'll share the gospel with her.
我还可以跟这个女孩交朋友吗？我可以把她带到教会，向她传福音。
Why not?
为什么不行呢？
Beautiful thing, missionary dating. That's not a thing. Please don't do that.
为了传福音去约会。
为了约会而传福音。
为了约会而传福音。不合适，不合适。
那叫自欺欺人 ，OK? You're just lying to yourself when you say you're going on missions to find this non-Christian girl, right?
那是自欺欺人。
So either that, and if you allow me to, I'll continue to be friends with her. But if not, please, Lord, just take her out of my mind. I cannot live on like this.
主啊，若是你的心意，那我就带她来教会。如果不是的话，求你把她从我的心中挪去。
I must have prayed for half an hour. I don't know how long.
我可能祷告了有半个小时之久。
It's me saying to God, Lord, I'm going to yield myself to you.
我对神说，我要顺服于你。
And if the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding me one way or the other, I want to completely follow.
无论圣灵要如何引领，我愿意全然的跟从。
That's one of the first time I experienced how amazing God answers prayer.
那是我第一次经历到神应许祷告回应祷告的奇妙。
Because believe it or not, after that prayer, I went back. I no longer have that same attraction for this girl.
不知道你相信不相信？祷告之后，我回到宿舍，我不再有那样子的烦恼，那样深深的被那个女孩吸引。
It went away.
她就没有了。
But it's. I don't think it disappeared. I think God took it away.
我不觉得她是自己消失的，我相信是神把她挪去的。
I still remain friends with her.
我仍然与她做朋友。
But I don't have that weird attraction that I need to be with her all day, all night.
但是我就不再有那样深深的被她所吸引。
She's not my wife.
她不是我的妻子。
The only person I want to be with all day, all night should be my wife.
我日日夜夜想要在一起的是我的妻子。
I'm with Cindy all day, all night.
我跟 Cindy 现在是朝夕相处。
So thank the Lord for that.
感谢神。
This is not the... It's that's how we practice it.
这就是我们如何实践。
We have God's word.
我们有神的话。
It is clear to us.
对我们来讲很清楚。
We can even explain it.
我们也可以解释。
But until we are able to have it work in our lives, it means nothing.
但是除非我们能够在生命中活出来，它对我们毫无意义。
And you might as well be honest and said, I don't believe God's word.
那你还不如就诚实的说，我不相信神的话。
In our lives,
在我们的生命里
really, a person's life is just a culmination and a reflection of all the decisions we've made.
一个人的一生是他过去所做的决定的结晶和反应。
And so, as Christians, every decision that you make yield to the Holy Spirit.
那么作为基督徒，我们每一个决定都要顺从圣灵。
And allow the Holy Spirit to pour His strength on you.
要容许圣灵把他的力量倾注在你身上。
Does not God tell us in Ephesians 5:18 to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
神不是在以弗所书五章十八节告诉我们应当让圣灵充满。
Does He not say in Galatians 5:16 walk by the Spirit?
加太书五章十六节顺着圣灵行事。
That's the idea.
就是这个意思。
Let the Spirit of God fill you.
让神的圣灵充满你。
Let Him lead and guide your every step.
让他引领你的每一步。
Entrust yourself in him.
把自己投靠给他。
How important is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵有多重要？
It's absolutely important.
是至关重要，绝对重要。
Because you were saved by the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
因为你是靠着圣灵的更新得救的。
And God gave us His Word through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
神赐给我们的话语也是因着圣灵的默示。
God gave you life through the Holy Spirit.
神透过圣灵给你生命。
He gives you the instruction of life through the Holy Spirit.
他给你生活的指引也是透过
圣灵。And now He gives you the Holy Spirit to have the power to live out that life.
他也给你圣灵的力量，好让你能够活出圣灵的大能。
Let's invite the Holy Spirit to come and strengthen our inner beings.
让我们邀请圣灵到我们的里面，来坚固我们的内里。
Let us yield to the Holy Spirit.
让我们顺从圣灵。
Let the power that God has given us through Christ explode in our lives and in our ministries and in our church.
让神透过耶稣基督赐给我们的大能，能够爆炸性的在我们生命中和我们的服事中活出来。
So that we may live for Christ.
让我们为基督而活。
And that we can experience His glory.
我们经历他的荣耀。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Because you love us.
因为你爱我们。
You never forsake us.
你从不丢弃我们。
You know we are weak.
你知道我们的软弱。
But when we are weak, we are strong because we are in you.
但当我们软弱的时候，我们就在里面得刚强。
We thank you for your promises.
我们感谢你的应许。
But Lord, we're ashamed to say how little do we know your promises.
但是我们何等羞愧，我们对你的应许了解的太少。
We may say we love your word, but we're ashamed to realize how little of your word we believe.
我们可能说我们爱慕你的话语，但是我们很羞愧，我们并没有真正的相信你的话语。
You've given us this power that is in us.
你赐给了我们内在的力量。
And that because of this power,
因为这个力量
that you will do.Abundantly, far more and far greater than we ask or think.
你就要在我们里面充充足足的动工，能够行出超出我们所思所想的一切。
Teach us to know more of your Spirit.
教导我们更了解你的圣灵。
Fill us more with your Spirit.
更多的用圣灵充满我们。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.